This is the 25th episode of the dramatic series, What Big Tech Doesn't Know About Washington. It is entitled The Conversation and is produced by the audio drama How We Manage Stuff. It is episode number 19205 and is copyright 2020 by Jaggi LLC. Before we get started, dear listener, let me make sure that you're briefed. Two characters are the key to our story today.
Victor?
Yasmin.
Victor is the assistant to Abby Alton, the CEO of Talking and Shopping. He is intimate with all of her data.
Keep her schedule, communicate her orders, know where she's buried the bodies. It's joke, audience. We cremate the bodies.
Yasmin, as I think you know, is the summer intern at our Washington office.
Attorney advisor.
And because the two are now working together...
You know a lot. You know my home address. You know my roommate's name.
And I know you returned the dress to Uniqlo after you had worn it.
No. Never out of the apartment. I needed to see how
it... A little, what, creepy? You're probably right. Certainly, before we go much further, these two young people need to talk.
Oh, Victor.
Yasmin.
You surprised me. Is Miss Alton here? In the How We Manage Stuff office?
In there. On phone.
Sounds like conference.
Sally is with her.
Do you know what they're discussing?
Only one thing to discuss.
You're right.
2 days.
2 days, and she's in front of Congress.
No changes? That is still the plan?
No, as well as I do.
Not for this.
Victor.
I have not been in room.
Messages? Phone?
Nothing I have seen.
Would you tell me if you knew?
I am loyal to Abby and Abby's friends.
So I am Abby's friend?
She trusts you.
Can I ask you about your job? How you got your job with Miss Alton?
Mailroom. I started in the mailroom.
Yasmin, I thought that was you. Who's the congressman who represents the Pittsburgh airport?
Gallatus in the 18th, but you're thinking of Bedowie in the 14th.
I am.
Promote small retail, but represents a district with a large logistic workforce.
I am.
Bedoya said nothing about TNS.
Not yet. Stay where you are. I'll be back.
You know a lot.
Not like you.
I have data. Not the same things.
You have everything Abby Alton needs.
She has taught me what she needs. And I have support. Contacts.
At TNS?
You going to stay with Sally? With how we manage stuff.
Victor?
Yeah. Friendly question.
I have another year of school.
But you are already looking for jobs.
How do you know? Where do you find out?
How could I not? You are graduating in a year. There are student debts.
That's not right.
Graduating? You're set.
I have no student loans.
But your parents, you owe them much.
How do you know this, Victor? How do you know about me?
Your father is proud. Proud of you. He would do anything.
How do you know? Do you get this from TNS, Victor?
My job is to know what Abby needs to know, just like you.
But why do you know about me?
You work with Abby.
But you know about my parents.
You speak of them. Speak of them often. Speak of them fondly.
But not my relationship with them.
Maybe not directly, but enough. And they have a Facebook page.
For their store.
But you are on it.
No, I'm not. It's all about groceries.
Specials for the week. Recipes for Indian food. Fresh produce arrives on Friday.
That's not about me.
Your father wears a University of Chicago cap.
Okay.
He didn't go to university.
How do you know?
You said.
Right.
But you did. To University of Chicago.
Okay.
Your diploma is hung on the wall. There is a picture of you taped to the cash register.
And that's on Facebook?
And the ad. The ad for their store. Picture of you holding bag of rice. You are maybe 12.
That's my cousin.
Don't think so.
I'm sure it is.
Sunila.
Victor.
She would be too old.
Hi, Yasmin.
Yes, Abby.
Report on retail infrastructure. Berkeley Business School, 2 years ago.
5 years.
Five? Wait, are you sure?
The one we helped fund? Yes.
Okay. Five. Didn't we do something...
The Brookings report last year?
Maybe. That was retail ecosystem? Get me a copy and see if there's anything newer.
When do you need?
Tonight.
You know these things, Victor.
It is my job.
About Abby, yes. But about me?
You're my job too. Abby needs to know.
My parents? Their store? My cousin? My roommate?
Money does strange things. Money like Abby's. Like T&S.
And now you're changing the subject!
Maybe. It is Abby. It is her money. It is her security.
For Abby Alton, maybe. But what do you really need to know about me?
You gave up privacy when you took the job.
But I am not her employee.
But you are closer than most of her employees.
But my family? My parents?
Abby has to trust you. She needs to know.
But can I trust her?
But can't you trust me?
My parents are good people. You don't
they
need...
They have lived honorable lives.
They have.
And they were rewarded with an honorable daughter.
But I know, and you know, Victor, that facts, honorable facts, can be twisted out
Yasmin,
of context.
Glad you're here. Abby wants to do a mock testimony tonight. You can get Vinny and Karine ready.
At the office?
Hill East Studios. It's a little more like the hearing room.
Time.
Planned for 7:30.
Okay. Anything else?
Reserve the studio in your name.
Okay.
No need to tip Abby's hand.
So, can we trust you?
Victor?
You are now carrying a secret for Abby. Can she trust you?
You know better than to ask.
Yes, I do. But do you trust Abby?
She's my client. Why can't I trust her?
You don't know very much about her.
I know enough.
But you don't know that she knew Sally 20 years ago.
Yes.
So you didn't know? Or maybe you didn't know the details?
Why do you think...
You just asked. Ask yourself. Did Sally and Abby date? Were they a couple?
Maybe.
Does this tell me that you don't know something about Sally?
Yes, of course. But you know, sometimes people try things, you know?
Yes, I do know.
But this isn't fair, Victor. This isn't equal. You can get information I can't.
You would be surprised.
Could I learn about you from your parents' Facebook page?
Maybe.
Maybe. Sure, if I knew where to look, maybe.
It is my job, Yasmin.
So I should trust you because a big company, because TNS
Abby.
Is making you gather information about me?
Abby asked for the information.
So?
She trusts you. She wouldn't ask me for the information if she didn't want to trust you.
That's supposed to make me feel better?
She gave you shoes.
She's in retail. She could do that
but
to everyone.
It is her way.
And besides, you were the one that suggested she give them
they
to me.
They were from her.
But you suggested.
Well, maybe, right. Maybe I was the one.
So what does that tell me, Victor? Should I trust Abby?
Maybe. But do you need to trust Abby?
Maybe, maybe not. I need to trust you.
And I wish you would.
Why should I trust you? You know everything about me. Why should I trust?
Because...
Not because of shoes, Victor. That doesn't work for me.
I know.
You know.
Of course I know.
And of course you would.
And I know that you come from an honorable family and that you are honorable.
Thank you.
And so it is important to me that you trust me, that you think I am honorable.
Oh.
That is what I wanted to say.
Right.
Yes.
But with shoes? You tried to say it with shoes.
Speak louder than words often.
Maybe. Better than a lot of things. You know? Things not really appropriate.
That is also true.
Victor.
Yes?
You have a report to find.
And you have a meeting to prepare.
Yasmin, before you go, can you come here for a minute?
And you need to see Abby.
Coming.
Drama You Can Trust, Podcast Land. Subscribe to us We're a workplace drama, an audio workplace drama. We're available at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all other podcast places. And we're copyright 2020 by Jagged LLC. You are an honorable audience, Podcast Land. Maybe you can trust us too.